This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
I would just like to say, I got to give it up to us because I feel like if we went back in time about 6 to 8 months, you and I were both just drinking disposable plastic things. Mm. And we have a fleet of sturdy ass drinkware.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that has changed over the last 8 months,
I would say it's probably the biggest victory in our life of the last 8 months.
As I wear the Ain't Dead Yet hat that your friend so beautifully gifted me.
I love it. I love it. You guys, I just need to tell you right now.
We're coming in hot.
We're coming
in many ways.
Hot and also dead cold because we just finished doing, I'm not kidding, 100 cameos in the last 26 hours.
We did 78 of them today.
Today. We did 78.
And why did we do 78? Because our timing isn't great.
Yeah.
Look, could we have spaced this out for ourselves? Yes. But I'm traveling tomorrow and didn't want to put it off and wanted to get it all done. And so we hunkered down. And my God, we got 78 cameos sent out that honestly, not a dud in the bunch.
I would agree with you. Maybe I'm being this confident because we just did 78 cameos as our aunts.
Yeah.
And so my level of confidence is even more skewed and crazier than my normal personality.
I was almost going to suggest, should we just do this, roll into this podcast episode as the aunts?
We get a lot of requests to do that.
Guys, it might be fun or incredibly obnoxious and polarizing.
I agree. I feel like we could do maybe like a 15 minutes aunts rants special episode for Patreon.
Yeah, that would be fun to do on Patreon, especially because it feels like the aunts are like a hit or miss. People.
Yeah, I think people love them or cannot stand them.
Or think they're obnoxious. You know,
They're
born out of an era of YouTube where people were experimenting with character work.
Well, everyone was auditioning for SNL.
The
people around us being in New York. So everyone was going to do it. I'm not going to shit talk our aunts right now. Okay,
I love
Clitoris
them.
And Margaret Cho just worked their little librarian asses and off to do these cameos.
Honestly, I think they gave some sound advice to some very, very sweet people.
Yes, so thank you to everyone who bought a cameo. They should be in your inbox right now, raising money for PCRF.
Yeah, and if you didn't buy a cameo, just donate
too bad.
Too bad and donate to PCRF directly.
Me, see, I'm already launching into mode of being like,
she's right there under the surface.
But anyway, we did so many today because Grace going out of town, but then also because yesterday, Grace came over and we were doing some cameos. And I got the worst migraine of my life.
Yeah, you got...
Wow.
Well, you've been getting these aura...
Well, this is my second one ever. Okay,
right.
So I've gotten like headaches before.
And this is always great to open up an undiagnosed medical situation. No, I'm not saying sorry. I'm saying sorry to you from the possible feedback that you might get that this is what this is. This is what this is.
Well, I've got a doctor's appointment, which as you know, if you've heard and listened to this podcast, you know that like the Appalachia is strong with me when it comes to doctors. So luckily our friend Grace was like,
I was like, listen,
have to make a doctor's appointment.
I'm not fucking around with you not making doctor's appointments. At one point, I touched her on the shoulder, and touch is a big thing for me.
It is.
And I said, I'm going to gently continue to remind you that you need to go to a doctor. I don't want to stress you out because I know the whole situation is stressful. And this goes for all of you out there.
Yeah.
Because you know what's crazy? Here's another thing. This Sunday, April 14th, will be the 1 year anniversary of when I went to the gynecologist. I had my gynecologist appointment last year, and I asked her about the lump in my breast.
It's been a year?
That's the beginning of this
the process.
Journey. Yeah, that was the first. Wow. And I wasn't even... I was looking back last night on my camera roll because I'm going to post something on Sunday about it. And I was trying to see, like, what pictures did I take that day? And my pictures from that day are me going and doing a voiceover for Jellystone and then, like, pulling archetype cards and writing a post on our Patreon. Like, I was so uninterested or unaffected by the, like, possible severity. Yeah. Of what was happening in that appointment that I didn't capture or document any of it. The day was busier with other things.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, that is such like a human thing now because you wouldn't remember what you were doing, you know, in the olden times.
Yeah, yeah.
But now it'd be like, what was I doing the day before he blindsided dumped me? What was I doing the day before this other, before I got fired? You know, like, let me see those few moments of me being blissfully unaware of the bad news at hand.
Yeah.
So, wow. Do you remember, did it show what cards you pulled?
Yeah, there was, I'm going to go back and look at it. It's a Patreon post that I used the cards for. It was like the seed and the castle or something like that.
I think we might have talked about this back in the day. I remember the seed. It sounds familiar.
Yeah, there was something. I got to go back and make more sense. This was like literally I couldn't sleep last night. So obviously let me put the glaring glow of my phone in my face and go back in time a year and see what's on my phone and see what's going on. But that said, obviously this year has been incredibly transformational for me in terms of my advocacy for health.
Dark
so as
doctors.
Soon as you were like, I'm having another one of these headaches, I was like, it is time.
Y'all, get you a Grace. Get you a Grace and get you a doctor's appointment. This is off topic.
Yeah.
But I was just messing with my little T-string over here.
I saw you. saw you fiddling as one
does.
Did
you say the entire time doing cameos I was playing with a bobby pin?
Or you know, I
I'm
didn't
crazy.
See that.
I got to have a little something over here.
You need
here.
A fidget spinner.
I need the coin that the magicians do through the hands. But anyway, I made myself a little Earl Grey tea.
Uh-huh.
As one does when they just talked for hours and hours and hours and realized they were about to talk some more.
Yep.
You know how the little tea things will have like a nice saying?
A message on it, yeah.
This motherfucker has a QR code.
Oh, no.
When did we get to the point that even tea, which I think is like a very old school, traditional, you don't need to keep up with current times type of treat, is now doing
what
a QR?
What is it taking you to?
I don't know.
Is it like the message is now
I don't know. It
QR
says
code?
Take a moment for you.
I mean, look how peaceful this moment is. Look her trying to hover her phone over this teeny tiny QR code.
It's a new phone, too, by the way. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, thank God, because that's how we recorded all. I don't think I'd had the storage space on my phone to do all the cameos that we just did.
Okay, it goes to the Bigelow Tea website, and then it has a 30-second video that it says unmute, listen, unwind, and relax.
I'm not really interested.
You know,
I mean, or yes. Wait, we should say yes.
Oh, it's a crackling fire.
Ambiance.
It's it's just a video of a hot tea in front of a roaring fireplace that's 30 seconds long.
Okay.
They really said call map. Check this out.
Yeah. I would love the just go back to the little phrases. Just tell me like a day of calm is worth a year of noise or something.
I mean, this is so stupid.
Yeah. I don't like it, but it's very representative of where our society is headed.
It's true, because think about it. If you're a little old lady who loves hot tea and you've been delighted in the little phrases you get all the time, like, you know what's next?
Yeah.
Fortune cookies with QR codes instead of fortunes.
It's going to happen.
I bet it already has.
The QR codes on TV are so funny because they just picture like you holding your phone up to the TV.
Do it all the time.
It's great. Did you see this? The Crystal Light has mocktails.
We are on the highway of the kinds of conversations that I adore. What are you talking? First, so Bigelow Teas is in this century,
Crystal
and now
Light
Crystal Light
has on-the-go immunity drink mix, but they're like watermelon margarita, blackberry mojito, Mai Tai.
I'm sorry, there's 0% chance when you have flavors that are cocktails that you aren't like people
inspired
are adding rum to that.
Oh, for sure. But this is going, I think there's a big mocktail and
that's true.
Sober curious trend happening in society. And so I feel like someone had sent this to us to see if we had seen
wow.
it. Especially, you know, you're Crystal Light girly.
Honey, Crystal Light is my drag name. And I'm just going to do lines of pink powder, cups that's of pink powder.
Honestly, great concept.
Pretty good, right?
Really good.
That's what I wonder is it's like if I was quitting drinking, would I like, does that Crystal Light watermelon margarita actually have like hints of tequila flavor, or is it just that it's watermelon and we're just sticking the margarita at the end? You know what I mean?
That's what I'm curious about. This, I'm looking at this currently on Target.com and there are zero reviews of it. Oh, so okay. That's a bit unfortunate.
I bet they're on TikTok. People love beverages on TikTok.
Really?
Yes.
See, I don't watch, like, I haven't gotten into the just routine of looking at TikTok.
And I told you I've started to do it at the end of the day, like when I get in bed.
Yeah.
And I also told like, you I can't really fall asleep before 1 a.m. anymore.
Yeah.
And I have like, not yet knows? Accepted the direct correlation.
Who knows if they have anything to do with each other? No one really knows.
No, but I'm really big into food talk. And like I told you, I'm into I love watching the Gen Zers and their insane routines. And how I'm like, do my eyebrows look good right now?
Yeah.
Guess what? They're not filled in.
Right.
I did the Just Five for Men hair dye 2 days ago.
Hack.
Or beard dye.
Hack.
It's my favorite new thing. I'm like, these kids are really onto something.
Yeah, they really know what they're doing. They are going to change the world. It is pretty incredible.
They're going to change the world if they can afford to, because I see people who are 26 using $700 worth of skincare.
Oh, yeah.
Are these daddy's credit cards? I don't mean to sound condescending, but I'm truly like, when I was 27, I was like rocking an Irish Spring that I also put on my butt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I had no concept of skincare at all, because beauty gurus had only just started on YouTube, like at that era.
What an era, though. I feel like that era is over, right?
What era?
Beauty gurus on YouTube.
Oh, everyone's a beauty guru now.
Still?
I think so.
How much beauty can be beaut?
I mean, that's what you're seeing, like, people talk on TikTok, right? What would they be considered?
No, but I'm not watching people do like makeup routine. I guess it's like the makeup era. It's more like, come with me on my daily routine. And so I'm watching them like make a frittata and do their face and show me how they like roll their bangs.
You know what? I'm like laughing at that, but I literally have a video that I'm editing called Day of Grace.
Really?
Where it's all about me doing nice things for myself for the day.
Will you give us a sneak peek of what kind of things?
I have to edit it. It's just mostly gardening.
You're a gardener?
No, because lest we forget, I bought myself a bunch of gardening stuff right before my treatment started, because I thought maybe this would be something I got into.
Wow.
I did not. And I have neglected all the plants that are... What happened? Something is in your drink?
There's a gnat. There's a gnat.
We're nature girlies.
There she is. You know what? One of the things the girls talk about on TikTok is you got to get those hits of protein. This is me being a self-care girly.
Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Yeah, we're talking streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services. It's never ending. And thanks to Rocket Money, I can no longer waste money on the ones that I forgot about, and you can be saved too. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you have full control over the subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help you cancel it with a few taps. You can see the dashboard that shows you this month's spending compared to last month, so you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they'll help you make a custom budget and help keep your spending on track. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. What? That's incredible. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. You heard me right. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TMGW. That is rocketmoney.com/TMGW. One more time, rocketmoney.com/TMGW. But they, yeah, I neglected all of my plants. And so I finally was like, I'm going to spend today doing all of this. And honestly, it was really nice because I wasn't on my phone all day. I was I was making myself dinner. I was giving Goose a bath. I was doing all these other like house things. And I realized like, oh, this actually turned out to just be a day that I didn't look at my phone like at all.
Okay, I love this. And this is actually an account I got sucked into on TikTok last night.
Yeah.
Which I understand the irony of what I'm about to say.
Okay, okay.
But the TikTok account was... It was called like Hobbies Something, or that was the series the person was doing. That was like, hey, where I'm trying new hobbies to show you if you are also very tired of just staring at your phone.
Oh, that's nice.
Now,
Bridget, yeah.
I was staring at my phone as I watched her do air clay crafts.
Yeah.
But the idea that there might be a collective where it's like, hey, look, I know I'm going to scroll on my phone, so I need to put away specific time for me to like stare at other things that aren't screens.
That's why people are knitting a lot. Because not obviously into the summer, but because it utilizes both hands.
Oh, God.
And it's like a anxiety calming activity. But that's like for a brief moment in time, I flirted with the idea of doing a series Grace Attempt stuff.
And I like that.
Gas for short. So that I think maybe had one or two videos out there. And then it was very short lived. Turns out stuff wasn't for me, some of it. But this was really nice. Gardening is... It took a while for it to be fun, but now the plants are so much happy because the weird thing is the guilt I felt.
Oh,
these
living
things. And they have been, it's mostly succulents and they have been suffering. Succulents are like armadillos, you know, they're like indestructible. And these things have been like very severely struggling and it made me feel emotional for these plants, but
okay,
now
you're
they're
anthropomorphizing.
Well, they're alive.
They are alive. I know, but like I would have to straight up put googly eyes on them.
Yeah,
to
which
care,
you, which could be really fun. But they are now in happy new planters.
Wow,
and I feel really nice
when
about it.
When did you do this?
On Sunday.
I will say, since you're in your beast mode era, like gardening is definitely a physically taxing hobby.
I have a blister. Look, have you seen my arm is all scratched up and bruised from trying to pull plants out of their old planters and put them in new ones.
Wow.
So, yeah, very
good for you.
Yeah, I was really enjoying it. And then, you know, went from a day of that to a day of 78 talking head videos.
Just staring into my phone and being like, why did I get a migraine?
This is so...
I'm squinting into a small device and performing a very intense voice for a while. Oh, speaking of keeping your hands busy, though.
Yeah.
I took an Uber the other day and for about like 2/3 of it, I thought this guy was like jerking off or something.
What?
And then, but I was like, this is like an old sweet man. Like, this is so weird. But this noise was like, I was like, what's going on? He had a little stress reliever, but he was squeezing it a lot. Like, down the, and so I was like, what's worse, him jerking it or him being so nervous to be driving right now?
Yeah, that's a bit tough that you hear this just squeaky noise.
It was the whole time before I finally just couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I need to know whether to get out of the car or not.
Yeah,
like, what's
happening?
And then it was just like one of those little like squeezy stress joints. But I was like, man, this guy's going through it.
Wow. Yeah.
And I want to see the driver's hands at all times.
But also like a toy for stress that creates more stress for your the person in your environment.
It was like a very muted dog toy.
Yeah.
To where I was like, is there a rat in this car?
Yeah.
Who I respect. Ratgate in our comments after that Elliot thing.
Yeah. Guys, look, we weren't saying anything rude to people that love rats.
We
think
all
pets are precious. It was just the idea that 12 people were crammed into a very small room.
It was just
and
the optics.
Elliot had to do the thing of taking this rat's life and that they all cried. And it was just an insane, absurd visual.
We respect rat owners.
Yeah.
And we love all animals. That said, I did not want one to be in an Uber with me.
Exactly.
And luckily, it wasn't.
No, I just saw Ratatouille and I know that.
You just saw it?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
But it's pretty great.
I've heard people love it.
People really love it. I thought it was good. you know, Patton Oswalt is out there doing his thing.
God, he makes a lot of money in voiceovers.
But this is from like 2012 or 2007 or something. This is an older movie at this point.
Yeah.
But there's, I really want to go to, I can't get tickets. They sell out every time they announce them. That Fork and Film. Have you seen this?
Where you get dinner that are themed to the movie.
Yeah. It's like $200 a ticket or something. Yeah. It's crazy. And they will announce their ticket drops. And it's like Ratatouille is one of the movies.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah. Well, there's Ariel coming up. And there was.
You mean The Little Mermaid?
Yeah. The Little Mermaid. Ariel. That one. Like.
We did a cameo for someone named Ariel today, and I just popped into the camera singing, as Clitoris. Anyway, yes, Ariel the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And well, that one you got to eat lobster, and you should brush your hair with a fork.
Right.
Yeah.
But I can't. These tickets sell out so fast, and I can't get tickets. And Ratatouille is one of them that I was like, oh, this would be a fun one because he's a chef, and there's all these like sit-down dinner things.
Wait a second. Is this through Disney? Is this another example of your Disney adult showing?
No, but you know what I started looking up last night?
What?
Because we are now in conversations. We're in double the conversation date. Phase about the double date to take you guys to Disney.
Double date to Disney, baby.
They do cocktail classes at Disney.
What?
They do cocktail classes at Disney. I was looking up. They do one at the Tiki Hut.
Cute.
But it's like all sold out.
Damn.
I know. And I think it might only be for Food and Wine, like that's happening right now.
I was
trying to look it up, but I was like, oh my God. And there was one where they teach you how to make like the drinks that they serve over in Star Wars, like Galaxy's Edge. And like you all make these crazy cocktails.
Damn.
That would be so fun.
I love going to a cocktail class because I like sitting there like.
I know. We were watching a Disney vlog of people and they were doing it. And I was like, oh my God, Mamrie would have such a field day at this. This would be actually so fun to just watch you in that class.
I would love to.
Have you heard that Cheesecake Factory has merch coming out?
How haven't they already?
I know. Introducing cake merch launching 4/15. And it's just merch that says like, it's a piece of cake. And this is my date night shirt. I think I can't tell. It's just they've cooked up some. They haven't shown us exactly what it is. Oh, there's like a beach towel maybe that looks like the iconic bags and the tote bags.
Oh, well, see, that's what I want. I want things with the iconic Cheesecake Factory stripes and stripe colored. And the bag itself is always like a little cream colored. Mm-hmm. I see the irony in the whole like, this is my date night shirt since there was that TikTok that went viral about like he took me on it. If he takes you on a date to Cheesecake Factory, like get out of there.
Yeah, which I will have to agree to disagree with that person.
Yeah, no, I will vehemently disagree.
Yeah,
okay, but I like restaurants that do merch.
Yeah, I didn't know that it wasn't really a thing until a lot of people have slid in our DMs to ask us if we've heard of this yet, because it's launching the 15th and today is the 9th.
Send us some stuff. You're the one who was DMing with them.
I got one DM in TikTok, which the hardest thing for me to find was where my messages were in TikTok. If you've ever messaged me, and then when I got to my messages, it's all photos of old men asking if they can touch my feet.
Really?
Like, but it's all bots. Like, it looks like bots. It's like, hi, honey, would you like a sugar daddy to support?
Should I be offended that I get none of these?
Are you looking in the right place? It took me like probably 7 years to figure out how to get to my messages. And then I was like, this is what's been waiting for me over here.
Damn.
What a letdown.
Okay. You know what is the most unhinged restaurant?
No.
We might have talked about this before.
I don't know.
Bubba Gump's.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have one. I mean, they have a million of them.
Yeah.
But they have one in the Cabo. It was either the Cabo or the Cancun airport. I forget. Whichever one, I was like still tequila raging through my veins, you know, like coming through being like, let's just get something to eat.
Yeah.
And like, I know it's based on Forrest Gump and that part and the shrimp boat and the shot. Yeah. I make a shrimp this way and that way and all that stuff. But I didn't realize like how much they actually incorporate the film Forrest Gump. Like when you walk up at the hostess stand on this one.
Yeah.
There was a bench. You know how Forrest sits on the bench?
Yeah.
With like his sneaker, like metal, his running shoes there.
Really?
Like I thought it was like, okay, we're making a seafood restaurant that is sprung forth from Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a Forrest Gump themed restaurant.
Yeah, me either.
That
I've been there before.
It's not that good.
Wow, you're going to offend a lot of people.
I don't give a fuck. Sally Field is ethereal in it. But like as a whole, I don't think, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They don't have that many best picture chain restaurants.
No, I didn't. I've eaten at Bubba Gump's and did not realize that it was themed to Forrest Gump. That's
They have like framed costumes and things. It's like Planet Hollywood.
The only time I've eaten is in an airport there, and it's usually when I have been wildly hungover in my life. Yeah. So I'm not paying attention to the
details
of the restaurant.
You're just trying to get some buffalo shrimp or some butterfly shrimp.
I'm trying to get something breaded and fried as fast as possible.
Jaffiel. Oh, we do cultural stuff. Me, Grace, and Elliot went to a show on Saturday.
Yeah, we went to a comedy show.
Can you believe it? We left the house. The theme of it was cults.
Yeah.
This guy, Moses, did it. But it was just hilarious because they had you put on masks and robes. And it was like, let's go to a show and barely be able to see each other.
I kept my mask on for the majority of the show. I didn't even realize it was still on. I was just like, oh, I feel safe suddenly.
I convinced myself it was itching.
Really? To take it off? I kind of liked that everyone had to wear like clothing that like took away any discernible characteristics of your unique person.
Honestly, I will say putting the mask on, and it was like a Eyes Wide Shut mask, not like a surgical mask. I longed for the days of when everyone was wearing masks. Just a little bit.
Oh, really?
Just like, not that I couldn't right now at all times.
Yeah.
But like when truly it was like, oh, I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm going to have zero pressure to say hi to someone if I recognize them.
That's why we're traveling tomorrow. I just ordered new masks to wear on the airplane.
That's airplane just, for sure, because kids love to cough.
Yeah. And also, I got to be conscious of my medical situation.
Oh, that's true.
But at the same time, I also love having like a little face blanket.
Yeah.
That, I mean, my skin doesn't love it, but I love it.
And then, I mean, well, you love a face mask that gives you a little hug, which by the way, I have your frozen one for you.
You'll keep it. You're getting headaches.
Thank you.
Okay. I have a couple things on my list.
Okay. I have absolutely nothing.
Perfect. Well, then we'll go through these things. First of all, I have to give a huge shout out to Shane and Courtney from Smosh.
Yeah.
Do you know them?
Shane tops. They got married.
Yeah. But they've been together for years. It's been completely private. They work together. Two professional sillies.
Wow.
And they announced their marriage on April Fool's. And so the entire fandom of Smosh was ravaged with curiosity, confusion.
Is it real?
It is real.
Okay.
But they announced it on April Fool's, and I was like, chef's kisses to everyone involved. This is the absolute perfect way
fuckery
for two comedians that have been keeping their relationship off the record because of the work world that they live in to hard launch.
Wow.
Their marriage.
And that's a hell of a hard launch is like wedding photos. See, I've never met either of them.
They're fantastic.
I'm sure they are because everyone's obsessed and they seem incredibly charismatic and
they're great.
I trust all of that group. But I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Since I don't know much about
them,
I didn't realize that the wedding announcement was also just their relationship announcement.
Yeah, the whole thing.
They kept it private this whole time.
Whole time. They've kept it private.
Obsessed.
And then they announced it on April Fool's. I was like squealing because people were so confused.
Freaked out.
And they could, it was like a sincere announcement, but because it's on April Fool's, no one was confirming for sure that
like,
this
no
was
one was
happening.
Gonna, like, until like the super next fans day. Weren't gonna freak out yet.
Yeah, the next day everyone got their confirmation and have since gotten further confirmation, but it really rattled that fandom for 24 hours.
Mazel.
I know. Congratulations on your beautiful marriage and also, what a stunt.
We're envy.
For the record books of the internet.
Envious.
I loved it. Just had to give a shout out to them.
Yeah.
Y'all, it is no secret that I am a massive fan of Audible. I have loved them for years. And now, I think it's like the eighth year I've been a member of Audible and using their app to listen to everything from audiobooks to podcasts to original programming. They have so much there. It is not just fiction anymore, okay? It is across the board. You can enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one app, and you're always going to find best of what you love or something new to discover. They've got audiobooks from every genre, bestsellers, new releases, celebrity memoirs, mysteries, thrillers. Oh, do they have some mysteries and thrillers? They've got this thing going. It's called the March to May Mystery, okay? And now more than ever is your time to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have you enthralled, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped. They've got female writers, heroines, celebrity narration, multicast productions with immersive sound design. You guys, it's not like you're just listening to someone read. They are creating entire environments and worlds to really keep you on the edge of your seat. Or if you don't like a thriller, if you don't want to be a little scaredy pants, well, don't worry. They have everything else. Like, for example, you know, we have our book club, Barflies. Grace just did House by the Cerulean Sea, which is also on Audible. And I am doing The Idea of You, which is a rom-com that is about to be a movie that comes out with Anne Hathaway. So I thought, why not we read the book and have the option to hear the book read to us? So get in that action. Try Audible, because I'm telling you, you are going to be obsessed with it. And if you don't want to listen to a book, well, they have got a podcast, Audible Originals, all types of things that you can use when you're going on your walk, when you're on a plane with no Wi-Fi, when you're working out, when you're doing chores, whatever it is, Audible will keep you entertained. So give it a shot. New members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/TMGW or text TMGW to 500-500. That's audible.com/TMGW or text TMGW to 500-500. Try Audible for free for 30 days.
Okay, the other big things to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do we get into first? Do we talk about the Cicadageddon or do we talk about JoJo Siwa?
Let's talk about JoJo Siwa because it might be my final push of brain.
Yeah. Well, listen, so many of you, I asked today on Instagram what we should talk about because I knew we'd both be a bit brain dead. And the overwhelming majority of responses is to discuss the JoJo Siwa brand shift.
Rebrand. Okay. Here's the thing. I feel like I'm at the point of mentioning TikTok that I sound like a grandma.
No, you
like
I sound like
a grandma who just
it.
Found Facebook.
I'm like, tell me everything.
No,
because I don't use it that often.
I fell into quite a pit of JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, you're the one that told me about this in the first place.
Well, it was pre-Karma being released where she was just really going hard and promoting it.
Yeah.
And like, it was just so funny because all of the comments were just like, it would be like showing a movie in 10-second increments and being like, you're not going to believe this movie. And everyone was like, we've seen it now. You know what I mean? Like,
we've learned
the choreography.
We know who dies at the end.
Yeah. It's like, this is a 3-minute song with a music video. You can only show so much BTS. But what killed me is, as we all know, there is the dance. The chaotic dance.
Mm-hmm.
With the craziest first move I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
With the, you know, the one, the...
Oh, yeah.
That
dance,
right? So she was doing it nonstop. People are learning it. But here's what's really pissing me off.
Get it out. Look, you're not, this is, I mean, she, okay. I'll go say what you're getting.
Here's what I'm going to say is she went on Vile Files, which I cannot just say Vile Files. I don't know why.
Vile
He's
files.
Got that A in his name. I say Vile Files.
Yeah.
It's like Vidalia Onion. I'm like Vile
Files.
She went on the Vile Files and tried to act as if she was absolutely like joking. that it was actually guerrilla marketing to make the dance that bad and things because she knew that it would go viral.
Oh.
In an ironic way. And oh. I don't buy that for a second.
Really?
Okay. Not at all.
Because that was my kind of question. Because, look, we
take over. You're the nice one.
No, this is... I get it. It's not a cute look to be like a 38-year-old girl talking about 20-year-old just expressing themselves.
Look, she's incredibly rich. She's going to be great.
Yeah. The article I just read is that she said she spent $50,000 on her teeth. They asked her on a red carpet recently at the GLAAD Media Awards what's the most expensive thing she was wearing. And she said, quote, my teeth.
Wow.
These motherfuckers cost me $50,000.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is so. And she's talked about her veneers before. I guess she said they look so white because she picked out the whitest color.
Oh, wow. Okay, good for her.
Anyway, she is having a rebrand that, look, is not for me. So it makes sense that it makes me cringe.
Right.
However,
who is it for? That's the question.
I don't understand what the rebrand is that she's like, I'm a badass now.
Yeah.
But I also, look, she's an incredible dancer. Like the dancing in the music video is the most fun thing to watch, but it's the messaging like on top of the dancing that is just like.
It's the air humps for me.
Yeah, it's the air humps. And also I thought she was saying because she shows up in a fish costume like on the shores where did you see where she's swimming and she's not on a deserted island and now she's got like fish gills.
Oh yeah,
on
the
it.
Black outfit. She yeah. went onto a red carpet.
Right. But it's like all of a sudden I thought she was saying karma is a fish.
Oh.
And I was like, what is going on?
No, here's what else. Okay, two things I'll say. One is I watched the music video and I'm genuinely still just a little confused, which isn't what I think you're going for, on the storyline.
Yeah,
did,
it's
who'd
just
she
like
cheat on?
I don't know who's the side piece
did
and who's
get,
the main girl.
Did she
I don't
get
know.
Cheated on?
There's and she's just some girls are spinning in and out,
right.
And she's getting real close, nose to nose. It's all nose to nose. There's no kissing. It's all nose to nose.
I
want to
see some
nose.
Kissing.
Nose to nose. Nose to nose. Nose to nose.
Nobody
that's how
knows.
It was.
But I'm just I was like, okay, now I'll understand what the plot of this song is, and I left more confused.
Yeah, who's karma coming for her or
is
someone else?
I didn't know if
is
it was
she
like,
in a bed or she's cheating on someone.
I think it was that she cheated on someone, and now karma's coming back because now. That person is sleep.
So why is she dressed like Kiss?
That's a big
question. Where's
that
part coming?
Well, you know, she's always loved the 70s stuff. She like she's gone full
David
Elton for
Bowie.
Birthdays. She did like a full Elton John birthday. Like she definitely leans into like the garish of that age.
Yeah.
But this is why it's so crazy. And this was the second thing that annoyed me. And once again, we realize how sad it is that I'm a 40-year-old talking about this right now.
Everyone is having discourse Listen. About it, which means that's why I'm like, is she this trickster character that like does know that people are going to cringe at this, so she pushes harder into that lane?
I mean, there's trolling and then other types. This, okay, it's this quote that makes me go, she's not trolling us.
Yeah.
And that is because she gave a quote to, I forget
Billboard,
where she goes, I'm trying to create my own type of genre. I'm calling it gay pop.
Yeah.
And every single person I mentioned, though some is more rock, some is more whatever, David Bowie, Queen, Elton John, people that she's idolized. It's like, you knew they're gay icons, right? Like, besides everyone else who is out and proud and creating music. Tegan and Sarah did a full, like, duet or stitch or whatever on TikTok, where, like, she goes, gay pop, and it just cuts to them front-facing camera, like...
I don't know what she thinks she's doing that's new.
That's new.
Like, I am all for express yourself.
Me too.
But when you're claiming that you are innovating a space that is so wildly saturated, I'm no music academic. We all know
no,
this.
No, but we don't think we're revolutionizing two idiot podcasts.
Not at all. Not even close. I do think that whatever... PR media training thing that came up to say feels a little like huh.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like, where's your PR wrangler? Here's what I'll say. I think JoJo is wildly talented.
Super talented.
Even more so than that, she's been working since she was like, I don't know, 7 years old. Like, yeah. I'm tired. I can't imagine. Like, she has been going.
She has energy for days.
Going nonstop and also, like, created a friggin' empire. So, like, give dues where they are due. But also, use some of those millions and millions of dollars you made and hire some better PR people.
It's like, I am confused by it. And also, like, everyone's talking about it. So, like, she's getting exactly what she wants.
Right.
And I don't think she, everyone's affected by negative commentary, of course. Everyone's human. But I don't know. She seems superhuman.
Yeah, I don't think that she would care.
I think she kind of loves that people are cringing over this.
But what I will say, I gotta say,
yeah,
because you and I watched Dance Moms and we loved it, and it is quite problematic on a rewatch, just like in America's Next Top Model, all that jazz. You rewatch and you're like, ooh, this psychologically, like, a long-term effects.
Yeah,
but what I will say is in JoJo's world, like, there was a minute there where Maddie was going off. She was in the Sia video. Yeah. She was acting, whatever.
Yeah.
And like, and then JoJo just fucking.
JoJo said, hold my Corona light. And then turned around and started just. But she still got a ponytail. I thought the ponytail was retired. I thought that was
done. She still rocks the ponytail. She was like, I'm going for a massive rebrand. And she was like, because I put some rhinestones in my ponytail.
I also don't, like, if you're creating a new genre of pop, don't cosplay as a musician that already, like, had that whole look.
Oh yeah, you mean Kiss?
Yeah. And so I'm like, if you're creating something new but you're dressed in a costume of literally what someone else wore, I'm confused. But you know what, she's got confidence for days.
Here's what I'll say, as much as I'm like talking shit and whatever right now, I'm absolutely excited to see what new content has put up about her. I'm fascinated. Yeah. I am watching it through and through.
She's fueling the creative masses.
JoJo, if this is your intention, then
we are fed. We are fed.
We are fed, mama.
We ate. You ate and we are fed. Mama.
I can't wait.
Mama.
I cannot wait. It's also just hilarious because she's.
What happened to her voice?
Wow, is this crazy?
Is that part of the rebrand or is that normal?
No, I think that's legitimately how she talks. And okay. I also think she's probably just been really overworked.
Yeah.
So I think she's just like, it's just scratchiness.
Yeah. Okay. I thought she was like playing it up.
My dream podcast guest.
What did she say? Let's spice it up and bring my ex on.
she said, let's spice it up. Probably one of my exes. 5, 6, 7, 8 pivot.
But I do love, and I'll say this, I love that I'm just ebb and flowing between like me being a bitch and then also being like, but I gotta give it to her.
Yeah,
because I will say
it's a paradox. It is that's what I'm saying. It's so confusing because I'm like, I'm trying to figure it out, but I don't think I'm meant to figure it out.
No, but I will say what I do love.
Yeah,
is people, because of the choreography that she's just shoved down our throats.
Yeah.
By my own curated algorithm.
Yeah.
People will be like, oh, she can't dance. And she's like, stitch that with like her doing like 10 turns.
Yeah. She's an incredible trained dancer. Like, that's the thing, is that you cannot criticize her abilities.
Right.
It's the artistry. Execution. I'm criticizing.
It's the artistry.
I mean, I would be the proclamation of, creating a new genre is bold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bold, beyond bold. And I think the people that do create new genres don't announce it.
That's true. And you know what she should have done? This is me pretending like I'm a PR person.
Yeah.
She should have, if she wanted to really shock people, she should have done like a very stripped down, natural, like acoustic something, hair not slicked back, you know, like normal clothes, and then you can do the club mixes and then you can go crazy, but like no one is surprised that JoJo Siwa is showing up to places looking the way she's looking. This is not a rebrand. This is just being like, hey, I'm legal to drink now.
She's only 20, I think.
Oh.
And she,
why did we choose this age?
But it's a lot of like bedazzling still for something that's supposed to be, I don't know, maybe more punk rock. But no, it's gay pop. It's gay pop. First of its kind.
First of its kind, incredible. My dears.
But you know what? I will continue to watch the discourse unravel.
I mean, truly, I could watch it all day, and I do. And that's why I'm up till 1:30 in the morning and getting migraines the next day, because I've just watched JoJo 50 different accounts do the JoJo dance.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting in bed doing this in my sleep, just doing the move. Anyway, guys,
we
did it. We really, there was a minute there we thought, I don't know if we can do this, but we did it.
We persevered.
I'm proud of us. We have not stopped talking since 9 a.m.
Yeah, and we should stop at some point.
I feel like one of those radio hosts that goes all day and you're like, how do they do it?
Because they've dissociated from their bodies.
That's
and
true.
Their minds are just sort of loosely controlling their lips. It's just noises at this point.
It's just eonk.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for listening as always.
Thanks for listening, you guys. I'm going to be traveling, so our podcast will be a little remote for the next few times. But when I get back, we are doing a live stream for 420 on our Patreon.
It is going to be so
fun. Speaking of genre breaking artistry.
Wow, we're really going. We have the name Weird in our podcast and we do 420 streams.
Like, maybe we get so critical of JoJo because we see ourselves in JoJo.
Yeah, maybe we do, but it's going to be
two
really fun.
Women that have broken ground on the duo of female comedians podcasting. We get you, JoJo. It is scary being the first to do something of this generation.
We're going to leave you with that. This got weird.
Weird.